My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
You're going to get a little taste of what it's like to be a septic tank technician.
Hardworking men and women who earn an honest living doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, I go underground and slip into Club Cockroach.
They're going to fall on you and they're going to get in your shirt, no matter what you do.
Then, I join a SWAT team of cleanup professionals as we attack a basement disaster.
It's like a giant mixing bowl from hell.
And later, I find that destroying the inside of a building can be fun for about 5 minutes.
Oh, man, there has got to be an easier way.
Oh, God. San Francisco, one of the most beautiful cities on Earth, at least above ground. But beneath its streets lurks a world few people ever see, filled with rats, roaches, and an endless flow of raw sewage. Today, I'm going down there to inspect the city of San Francisco's sewers. Just another day on the job.
So we're in the Tenderloin District in San Francisco. This is a perfectly good manhole whose cover has been removed. This is Gene Cruz. He's a sewer inspector. What are we going to do today, Gene?
Well, we're going to go down to the sewers and we will inspect the sewers.
What will we be looking for?
We're going to look to see how the structure of the 3x5 looks. 3x5 means 3 width, 5 height.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to crouch down and work our way through.
I hope it's not too obvious a question, but what are we going to be standing in?
Imagine the worst. That's what you'll be standing in.
Smell that?
Yep.
Hey, I'm in a hole. I'm in a dirty, dirty hole.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Are you kidding?
This really is the 7th level of hell.
It smells like something.
Oh. Well, well, well. This is very, very nice. We're not alone down here, Gene.
Doesn't look too healthy.
Almost looks kind of cute, like a squirrel.
Oh, God.
About 5 feet into the sewer.
Right.
How far are we going to go, and what again are we
today,
expecting?
Today, we'll...
Stop at 60 feet.
Okay, today we're going to go a block. We'll let you have a taste of it. That's a bad word, but we're just going to go a block today. And as you see down the line, this one's been plastered a little bit here. So what we do is we walk down this line,
right,
and we check the structure of this 3x5 is what we call the sewer.
Now, your partner is down there right now, and he's
marking. He is down there marking footages, because when we write up a work order to have this repaired, the guys that come down need to know where to repair. So,
right,
15 feet from the previous manhole that we got in is right here. Then we start at zero again.
And Gene, excuse me, this is fascinating, but what the hell are we squatting in?
Right now, we must be near a laundromat, because you see all the soap, and it's mixed in with everything else that comes out of people's homes and
so
buildings.
Soap.
And
so basically,
that's
it's
soap
clean
right now. Oh, this is it's just
We're
that's
clean
just
store.
Soap. Yeah,
great.
This isn't all just feces, as you would say. It's everything comes down here. Rainwater. It's a combined system. Everything comes down in here.
Let's head on
so
down
let's
there.
Let's take
then
a walk and check some more.
I don't really think this is 5 feet, to be honest with you.
Well, you know what?
What?
It's 5 feet in a perfect one. There's probably a foot of dirt in here, so that's going to make it 4 feet.
Dirt, and is that what you call it?
Yeah, right. And then the crown usually sags because these things are 100 years old.
Oh, dude, the walls.
So that's going to take another 6 inches down. So you're practically, the walls are moving with cockroaches, but it's not 5 feet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's raining cockroaches now.
Look at that. What's your biggest fear?
Cave-in is what I would worry about.
Well, fortunately, Gene, here in San Francisco, very, very few earthquakes.
There's no
that kind of thing.
Not in California.
No, I wouldn't think
so. You've got to go in the Midwest for that.
Yeah, I think
Nebraska.
We're going to be okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
I feel like we're in some kind of war situation here.
And like, oh, and like you said,
God,
this is not 5 feet because I'm bent over all the way.
No.
So imagine doing this every day, how your back would feel.
Yeah, I don't think I really have to imagine.
So this guy right here. You. You're not natural.
Check out the albino cockroach.
That's freaky. Can't kill these things, though, can you? Actually, turns out you can.
Look at that. The birth of a cockroach.
Under normal circumstances, I'd kill him, but what the heck?
Yeah, let him live.
On their turf.
Let him live. We're in their world now.
We were talking about miles. Dozens, miles and miles of sewers down here.
There are 900 miles of sewers in San Francisco, and there's one very good reason they must be inspected regularly. If a sewer line were to cave in, the street above it would collapse, and the city would be overrun with cockroaches, rodents, and waste.
If you're walking against it, it's going to splash in your face. And if the flow's higher, then it's really difficult to walk back against it.
How old is this whole sewer system?
100 years old.
All built by hand.
And inspected by hand.
And inspected by hand.
And fixed by hand.
The good old-fashioned way.
I doubt the builders of this century-old sewer would have ever thought that 84 million gallons of waste would be flowing through here every day.
How hot is it down here at this point?
Right now, I'd say it's about 90 degrees, 100 degrees right now. We're like we're in a sauna. I'm soaking wet. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Of course, yeah. I'm not sweating so bad anymore on account of I'm dehydrated.
Yeah. Got your water with you?
Oops.
You don't want to be drinking anything down here.
No.
It might be infected with something.
See, now this is a side sewer right here. This is what you don't want to be sitting in front of. When you, let's say you stop to look around or you stop to take a breath.
Uh-huh.
Somebody flushes our toilet or whatever.
Oh.
It's going to come and hit you in the face.
Well, why are we sitting here, Chief?
Let's move.
I mean, it's all philosophical and all, but...
You're thinking the way I am.
What's that?
Oh, God.
That's not too fun.
You know, you have mortar missing. Sand comes through these holes and it makes the streets cave in.
Right.
Mortar missing in the sides. Mortar missing right there, as you see.
Right.
We'll write this up.
This is a messed up one. As you see, it's broken.
It's all about the glamour.
Oh, yeah. We're stars down here.
Oh, yeah.
I think somebody might have farted.
Coming up.
Ah! Damn it!
I make some new friends down under.
What was that?
Then, when toilets explode, who are you gonna call? The Poo Poo Busters.
Oh.
Later, it's a demolition derby indoors.
All right.
After an hour underground, there were still a lot of unusual sights to see.
See, that's wrong right there. Just in case there's any doubt, this is a sewer.
Whoa! Holy!
He just ran over your boot.
That rat has no respect at all.
It's true, rats have no respect. But even down here in the sewer, they're probably more scared of us than we are of them.
You'll have a minimum of two.
Ah, oh! Damn it!
What was that?
He turned on this, I kicked him away.
Oh, that rat, man.
That thing really went down my boot.
It went right here on me.
It hit me in a very personal place, Gene.
Oh, that was funny.
There's the rat right there in the bottom of the screen. See him? Notice his approach. Now, notice his landing. Nothing lands in my lap by accident.
That's one of the surprises you're going to get down here. That hasn't happened in a while.
Well, I'm glad I could
be
here.
That one was heavy. That, man, that was a big rat.
That's a big day for all of us.
Yeah, we're going to go through the tunnel of roaches now.
I see.
And you just try to keep them out of the back of your shirt and your neck.
Right.
But they're going to fall on you and they're going to get in your shirt no matter what you do.
Be lucky they don't bite too hard.
I got
they're raining on you, huh?
Five roaches down my shirt.
They're raining on you.
Something's biting on my toe. It's really that important to keep these sewers inspected, huh? You know what? I got a roach right now.
In your back.
No, I wish it was in the back. Now it's a little lower. If you know what I'm saying.
Uh-oh.
It's just above the...
Your belt?
No, it's just below the belt and just above the other tunnel.
Dude, I knew this was dirty work, but I didn't know it was this hard.
So at this point, we go up, we regroup, and we come regroup. Back down and do some plastering.
Right, and then we're going to talk to a crew, let them know what they have to do down here.
Great.
All righty.
All right.
Let's go to the light.
I followed you this far.
After a two-hour shift of careful inspection, there it was, the light at the end of the tunnel.
Normally, this is the part where I would look into the camera and say something pithy and somewhat amusing and memorable. I got nothing.
Phase two, slop and plop.
All of the work takes place in one of two places, underneath the street or in the middle of the street. That's Michael and Jody. We're about to head back down and do some repair work. So basically, Jody, the work's pretty much straightforward. What are we working with here?
We're working with, it's called sewer mud. Two sacks of sand, half a sack of cement. It's really sticky to plaster the cracks in the walls.
You realize the sewer mud looks a little bit like the actual stuff in the sewer.
Yeah, it is. This mud here is made with less sand, which makes the cement more stickier because some of the bricks down there have a coat of dirt on it, and you really need it to be sticky so it will stick on there.
I was going for a slightly different comparison. The stuff that comes out of the toilets looks a bit like the stuff that goes on the wall. That's just coincidence, I suppose.
No.
So basically, Jody, we're going to take this rope and we're going to hook it to that.
We hook it to this here.
To the sewer mud.
Yeah.
Cool. So who's going down next, I guess?
I will.
I'll be right behind you.
All right.
You can count on me. What do you do with the fancy wood?
This is the thing we sit on. We put it against the wall right here. Like if this is the wall here, it just kind of slides in there, and then you can sit down on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got one for me?
I'll let you borrow mine.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
As safely as possible.
Oh, sure. Safety is our middle name. Actually, dirty is our middle name. All right. Here comes some sewer mud. Kind of creeping up on me a little, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you're a harness?
Yeah. You know, it's not the itching. It's the chafing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's that smell I remember.
The faces were also familiar. It was like I was being welcomed back.
All right, guys, here we are. This is the workspace, huh?
Yep.
Okay, what's the first stop?
The first thing to do is, what we use the sewer mud for is to plaster any of the missing mortar joints you see in the on the brick walls here.
Now, the trick is to bring down enough of this mud to keep you busy for a while because you don't want to make any more trips up than you have to.
Yeah.
You want me to hit some of this while I'm sitting here?
Yeah, if you want to hit this spot right here.
Yeah, that looks good.
All right, here's the seatboard. It'll probably be more comfortable for you to work on this.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure it don't sit in the middle.
Right. Sit on the end, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's living right there.
Put the board right there.
Like this.
Bucket right there on the end.
Nice. So if we go in this area right here.
Start right here, put the mud here, and just scrape it on up.
Just kind of scoop some out like that?
Yeah.
Okay. And just slap it on here and straight up. Oh, jeez.
Put your trowel like this.
Right.
Put it down there. And then just...
Oh, that's... Sure.
All right.
So you reach in, grab some of the mud.
Put it down there.
Put it on the trowel, and then just
put it up straight up. Do it again. Make sure it's really sticking on there. You can see how it covers up all the cracks and the mortar joints.
Simple, really. Cool. We'll give it another pass.
This is probably the dirtiest job here, job here.
You think? Huh. Oh, yeah, look at that. I'm going to seal these guys in forever.
Although,
you really are tough to kill.
I am sealing roaches for an eternity. In between the holes of these bricks, which need to be constantly filled in. Otherwise, well, the sewers will collapse, the city will go bankrupt, and a lot of honest men and women will be out of work forever.
Well, I came looking for dirty, and I found it underneath the streets of the city by the bay. while some people might have left their hearts in San Francisco, I can tell you from my experience today, that's not all they left.
Well, they call them 3x5s. But just for the record, they're not 3 feet. They're 2.5. And they're not 5 feet. They're about 4.5. But who's counting?
Coming up, when sewage attacks one woman's basement, these guys fight back.
They're going to scoop the poop out of the pot.
New York City, a place of glittering skyscrapers and grand boulevards. Of course, what really makes New York great is what lies beneath its surface, the heart and spirit of its people. However, what lies beneath doesn't always stay there. And that's what brings us to a part of the city where the buildings aren't quite so tall and the boulevards somewhat narrower, the outer borough of Queens.
The questions written on the side of this van are not rhetorical, and they're directed toward anyone who has ever owned a home. Unfortunately, for the woman who owns the home we're about to enter, the answer to these questions are yes, yes, and oh yes.
This is Mrs. Frazier. This is Mrs. Frazier's house. These are Mrs. Frazier's neighbors' houses. What do all these houses have in common? A sewer line. That's why I'm here with the men of the Omega Company, Carl, Craig, Frank, and company owner, Gary. Gary tells me it's something to do with a toilet. Sounds simple enough. Get me a plunger, and we're out of here.
I am ready.
Okay, let me show you what we get.
This doesn't look so bad at all.
Well, fine, just for protecting the floor here, but let's see the basement. Be careful, we have to go down here.
Okay.
All right.
What in the heck happened
the
here?
Whole thing backed up.
Gary, look at the toilet.
What a fountain of feces flew out of here.
Massive sewage backup.
Her basement is full of the entire neighborhood's...
sewage.
Poo.
Yeah, exactly. You have that much sewage, it means that it comes from the street, the city line.
Oh,
and that's what happened.
God, this is a total disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, oh, this poor woman is just minding her own business, living her life,
mm-hmm.
and the sewage
mm-hmm.
from the neighborhood comes flying out of a toilet in her basement.
Exactly.
You've obviously seen a lot of bad things. How does this rate on the list?
On a scale from 1 to 10, that's
yeah.
going to be like a 5.
No.
Yeah.
What five. The... If this is a 5, what's a 6? What's a 7? I don't even want to know about an 8. We got some work to do.
Got some work to do.
But we got a crew.
And you.
And me.
This is no job for a plunger. We need the big guns.
Okay.
All right, Mike. Be prepared for anything when you go down there.
Oh, yeah, I'm prepared.
This is a HEPA-VAC.
What's it called?
HEPA-VAC.
HEPA-VAC?
Yeah.
Do I even want to know what this does?
No, you don't.
All right.
This is my favorite here.
Why is it your favorite?
Because it does all of the sucking up.
It does all the sucking up.
Yes,
great.
It does.
This is the portable air scrub. Mm.
We scrub the air, huh?
Yes. Power master. Mm.
Yeah, this is a power washer.
The Husky power washer?
Yeah.
Sterifab.
Yeah.
You know, from what I saw down there, we're going to need a bigger bottle. Towels?
Yeah.
Look at that. They look so fresh and white.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I think they're not going to stay this way?
Oh, they won't. Most people see this and think about the garden. But we invented something new with that.
We're not going to a garden, are we?
No.
We're going straight to the fertilizer.
Yes, we is. It's close to the garden, though.
We got Craig, Carl, and Frank. When your toilet blows up, you know who to call.
That's right. Definitely.
All right, so basically, we got everything unloaded, but before we get it all in the basement, we got to get some of the stuff out of the basement.
That's correct. And then after we take some stuff out, then we have to go down there and spray so it can cut down the contamination.
Did you say spray or
yes.
pray?
Spray.
Because I was thinking maybe you guys spray, I'll pray.
No.
Between
late,
the four of us, you
too
know.
Too late for that. You should have prayed before you got here.
Okay.
is anything down here salvageable?
Pretty much, yes.
In your opinion?
Yes.
Some of this stuff can be saved?
Yes.
Okay. Like this, we can save this?
Yes.
Okay, good. We could light a nice little cinnamon candle.
And it's not going to help.
That ain't going to help. I would really like to think I'm standing in mud.
Yeah.
I'm not. Now, does everything that comes out of this basement need to be bagged?
Yes. Yes. Bag and tape.
That's right, because we got to walk all this stuff through the kitchen.
Exactly.
A sewage backup like this can be caused by any number of things. A rag accidentally flushed down a toilet.
Oh, man. This is going to be a long day.
Or a heavy rain that overwhelms the capacity of the city's system.
Sad day for this little fella.
Yeah. Well,
either way, it's a problem that stinks.
But you can't do that with him.
You know, I hope he's had his shots. I mean, technically, what is this contaminated with?
With human species.
So that's as technical as we get. It's really pretty simple. Keep the poo off anything that doesn't have poo on it.
There you go. See, that what you do, you never do.
You never do that?
Never do that.
Why?
Because if you shake the bag, you just disturb the mold, that's whatever.
I just put all our lives at risk, didn't
right.
I feel like such a jerk. You know what I'm...
You're irritating the mold.
I should get in the bag.
Yeah, you should get in the
bag. I should get in the bag and you should wrap it up.
And I'll wrap the tape away.
You should carry my ass out of here.
What'd you do before this?
Oh, I did maintenance.
Right?
I did a variety of jobs, man. Carpentry, construction, hold on.
You worked your way up to this.
Yeah, definitely.
So why this line of work, Frank? You're a capable guy. You could be doing a lot of things.
See, when I had my house, I had sewage backup. And it was so at a disadvantage for me to have to call somebody to come out and spend a whole lot of money to get sewage backup cleaned up.
You're telling me that you were living in your house and you had a problem like this?
Exactly.
Well, was it as bad as this?
Pretty much.
So how'd you get it cleaned?
I called a company, and they came out and they cleaned it before I found out about this company.
So based on the experience you had in your own house,
it inspired me to want to go out and help others to get past this drastic situation.
Basically, you're a very clean guy doing a very dirty job.
There you go.
Huh.
If it's contaminated, it goes in a bag. And if it's in a bag, it's getting tossed.
This definitely goes?
Yep.
Oh, no. Look at this. That's all mold, right?
Yeah.
You see here, you have some gray mold, you have black mold, you have white mold, over 100 species of mold.
Now, which is the most dangerous kind of mold that we're looking at?
Well, they're all about the same. A lot of people talk about the stucky bottles of black mold because they produce somewhat of a stronger mycotoxin. And what the mycotoxin does is some type of a weapon that they use between species to attack each other. So the black mold don't like the gray, don't like the white, and they send some type of gas that is not good for us.
No.
Okay?
That's why we're wearing the respirator.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're going to contain this, remove all that, and then we have to make sure that no cross-contamination has been done with the mold. We don't want them to make any more colonies throughout the house. And most mold that you see in houses around here would be like penicillium. That would be one type of mold.
That's a huge word. Say that again real slow.
Penicillium.
Penicillium.
Yeah. The same type of mold that they used back in the 40s to create penicillin.
Oh.
Because being a penicillin is some type of mold.
Of course. Right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Talk to me about, like, from the point of view of the homeowner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They didn't know this happened. They just came home from vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They come down in their basement,
mm-hmm.
and this giant bomb went off. When they call you, they must be in a panic.
Yeah, most of the time when they call us, like you say, when you get that bad, sometimes they're on vacation maybe for a few weeks, especially in the summer when the temperature is like over 60, 70 degrees, the mold will spread real quickly.
There you go.
Talk about getting to know your neighbors.
Yeah.
Look at that. Now look, this is the Joneses up on the block, and they're the Smiths. Look, here are the Jeffersons right there.
She's, yeah, Sam.
Yeah, Mrs. Jefferson been eating her fiber.
You see how I very slowly move it?
I see.
I don't want it to be disturbed at all.
This is something you never, ever,
want
ever, never want to see this in the basement.
Oh.
You know what? I don't even want to see that in my toilet.
No.
Sewage, sewage, sewage. Ah, here we go. Sewage. The waste matter that passes through sewers. Not just sewers.
That sea has seen its days.
You know, the music today is just crap.
Yeah.
Moving up a notch in the countdown.
Gee, Mike, what's the name of that CD?
Music to your ears, perhaps.
Coming up, I suck it up, blow it out, and scrub it down.
Oh, stuff is really sticky, isn't it?
And later, anger therapy leads me to a major breakthrough.
Well, it's about that time. Now we're talking. Now we got some technology.
What we have here is a state-of-the-art Galaxy extractor with a dual jet action hose that can deliver 200-degree hot water in just 90 seconds. It's also known as a carpet cleaner. With this pressure washer, we're going to spray, then scrub, then suck every last bit of poo off this floor. Like any other kind of poo, the stuff in this basement contains bacteria. When the bacteria grows, it produces compounds such as indole, skatol, and hydrogen sulfide.
We're scrubbing and spraying and sucking.
Now, I don't know what any of those ingredients are, but I'm fairly certain they stink.
We're still in phase one, basically.
Yeah, so we remove, as you see, the first we remove all the debris.
Uh-huh. Right?
Then we remove all the sewage and mud, right?
Right.
Then we scrape it as much as we could.
Right.
And now we're down to the bare cement.
Ah, the air scrubber. So we scrub the floors, we scrub the walls.
In order to work on the moldy walls, we're going to need this air scrubber.
Up it goes.
When we take out the rotten drywall, the mold is going to be disturbed and send toxic spores into the air and possibly our lungs. So we seal off the walls from the rest of the basement with plastic and set up the scrubber to suck out the moldy air and send it through the exhaust tube out the window.
It's a way of getting back at the neighborhood for all the poo in the basement. When we fire this thing up, that's going to start pumping the air from where we are
outside
out through the tube outside.
Right.
Ready?
Yep. Go.
Here we go.
Mrs. Frazier's basement has been transformed into a cesspool, and so far, we've only scratched the surface.
Look at that terrible, deadly mold.
Time to go a little deeper.
Look at this, again with the mold. Okay. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Three giant bags of poo. Who's been naughty? I'm the real bad Santa.
So with the heave of a sack of poo and mold-covered drywall, I thought my job was done. I had forgotten one thing.
Good Lord. That just doesn't seem possible. Everything that we've just seen so far in the basement came up through here.
Exactly.
How do you go about cleaning a toilet that looks like this?
I mean, come on. They had to have some high-tech machine to clean this mess too, right?
Well, the first thing we have to do, Mike, is you have to get acquainted with this tool right here.
What is this?
This tool here is called the pooper scooper.
This is called a garden trowel.
For us, it's a pooper scooper.
You're not going to tell me that we're going to scoop the poop out of the pot with a garden trowel.
Make sure you get it all in the bag.
Where do you start in a toilet? I mean, you go in deep? Do you go around the edge?
You make a side that's cleaning around the edge first, and then dig in. So now you get acquainted with all of the people in the neighborhood, just from the school.
You know, I prefer the good old-fashioned barbecue. Oh.
Looks like you're stirring up a pot there, Mike.
It's like a giant mixing bowl from hell.
I'm in the Bahamas. I'm in the sun. It's nice. Everything is good. Everything's happy. I'm in a nice, warm, happy place. I'm not covered in poo.
Sweet. Good. Now, see, that's way too much toilet paper.
No. Oh. Why does it have so many different colors in it?
Those are the turds that different people make. That's the color.
Nobody makes a turd like that and lives.
Sure they do.
Come on, it's orange.
Yeah?
Oh.
It's not that bad.
Oh, see, we're getting down to the juice here. Go.
The moment. Got the machine fired up. Hose is going. I can feel it shaking in my hands. Oh, God.
All right, Mike, that's deep enough.
That's far enough? Okay.
Yeah. Now it's starting to look like a toilet in Grand Central Station.
Pretty much.
Well, yeah, this bathroom's going to be good as new when we're done with it.
Good as new. You'll be standing in line to use this little slice of heaven.
Ah, stuff is really sticky, isn't it?
That is some dug-in poo. It looks a hell of a lot better than it did when we started. It looks so good, I'd use this toilet. And a couple days from now, after the bleach works its magic, this bathroom will be as good as new.
Time flies when you're having fun, but moves a lot more slowly when you're cleaning up poo. Once I had finished scooping, scraping, and scrubbing the toilet, the job was done, and it was time to head home. And that meant one more trip through the kitchen.
Well, Miss Frazier, smells a whole lot better up here than it does down there. What are you cooking?
Some beans. Would you like to have some?
Beans, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'll pass.
Next time, then.
Next time.
Next. The walls come tumbling down, and I relieve some stress with a team of smash and crash experts.
I love it!
The Hubble Building has been standing right here in downtown Des Moines, Iowa since 1912. Architecturally, it incorporates elements of both form and function. Practically, it's a place where thousands of Iowans have made their living over the years. And today, it stands as a local landmark. But even landmarks from time to time undergo some changes.
Ah!
Big changes.
Today, that means converting this 9-story office building into luxury condominiums.
Well, here's what's left of the third floor of the Hubble Building. This is Terry to my right and Shane to my further right. What is it we're doing?
What we're doing is vanilla boxing this room. Which is vanilla boxing, it's called? It's called vanilla box. Yeah, when it's done, it's just nothing inside but structure. And then they come in and rebuild and make the condominiums out of it.
How long is it going to take to get the whole building done?
2 months.
In simple terms, the drill is we got to haul everything out of here and then basically turn all the other floors into this.
Yes. Everything has to be cleaned up. No carpet, no lights, no conduit, no nothing left.
If I understand what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. We get to break things.
We get to break things.
We get to break a lot of things.
We get to break a lot of things.
Is this the biggest hammer you got?
Nope. That's a little girly hammer. We'll have to take you upstairs and give you the big boy hammer.
Big boy hammer.
Uh-huh.
Let's go upstairs.
Let's go.
Yeah, if there was ever a wall that looked like it needed to come down, Shane, this is it. It's just glass, right?
Yep.
Start knocking stuff out, right?
Yeah, but yeah. This is what's holding you together right here. This is all the...
This grout right through here?
Yeah, that's
can
a strength.
That? Show me how it's done. You're focusing on the lower part.
Yep. Because that's what's holding it, and I want it to fall, so I ain't even got a beat up here.
Oh, so all this business I'm doing up here, pointless.
Yeah, basically wasting your...
Absolutely meaningless. Total waste of time. But still fun to do.
Yep.
Over 95% of the debris from inside the Hubble building will eventually be recycled. In other words, this isn't demolition. This is deconstruction.
Now you gotta go left-handed, huh?
Call it what you will. It's a dirty job, and I wanted a piece of it.
All right, now hold on a sec.
May I knock it down?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, come on. I broke a big glass wall.
What can I break now?
Oh, look, another room. All right, what's the drill here?
We're gonna pull that scaffolding over here and get up there and tear that drywall down. You just gotta beat, keep beating.
It's no wonder you're so mellow.
Yep, all my aggression sat on here.
Everything is held together with these little wires.
Here, we'll take care of them wires.
Holy crap. What is that thing?
Chop saw.
Really finesse it, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, this is just time-consuming, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, you gotta just keep hitting on it. It should give up before you do.
Got anything bigger?
Oh, yeah.
Not that I can swing it, but I just feel like I need a little more heft. What's this thing? 20-pounder?
20-pounder.
Oh, man, there has got to be an easier way.
There is.
What do you got?
I got something bigger.
Good. Bigger's generally better.
Coming up, the deconstruction crew brings in their secret weapon.
You need something?
Demolition requires the right tool for the right job. And when it comes to busting things up, bigger is better.
Man, what are you doing with that little thing? What do you got there?
You ain't Shane. Holy
I'm Big
cow.
Toot.
Who?
What are you doing? Big Toot.
Big Toot?
Yeah.
What the hell's in your hands, Big Toot?
It's the baddest pry bar on the face of the earth.
That's a pry bar?
It's a pry bar.
Let me just drink you in, man. Holy
right.
cow.
All
you look right. like the Grim Reaper.
There you go. It's a toothpick.
A toothpick?
Yeah.
You enjoy your work, do you?
Love it.
Yeah?
I love it.
It's a good thing. I'd hate to see what you do if you hated it.
Yeah. Try this, Mike.
What the heck is it again?
It's a pry bar. It's called Little Toot.
Little Toot?
Named after its founder.
How much does Little Toot weigh?
Probably about 80 pounds.
How much does Big Toot weigh?
About 275.
And?
Sticking in between the block.
Right.
And pry this way.
All right, now if I bring it back toward me, that'll pop out. Or should right. I come toward you?
Towards me.
Toward you, okay. No, geez.
Keep it in there, just...
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, right.
Over 40,000 commercial buildings are demolished or deconstructed every year in the USA.
You need to use it by the teeth, or you can use it by the handle.
Sometimes, the salvage value of certain materials is so great that firms like Metro will deconstruct a building for no charge. And sometimes, they can get TV hosts to do the work for free.
Come on, man. There you go. Oh, yeah.
You look like one of us now. Well, we'll hire you for Metro.
A smaller version of you, maybe.
Come in.
Let's see if we can shake it a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, it wants to go. Mr.
Yeah!
Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I love it.
According to the second law of thermodynamics, we live in a disintegrating universe, and it's only a matter of time until everything around us eventually turns to dust. Well, it's about that time. I want to learn how to take a ceiling down.
First of all, you have the tile, which is these panels. The panel's held up by the grid. The grid's held up by these wires that's connected to the ceiling.
Because it's like a drop ceiling.
Drop ceiling, exactly. Right.
This is
a snip.
Tree clipper.
Wire snip.
It's a diabolical looking thing there at the end. How do you operate it from this end? Or do you?
You don't.
What do you do? Is it like thought control?
Well, when you push it up on a wire, turn it over, it opens up.
Oh, okay.
The wire goes in,
right.
And you pull back, it locks onto the wire, and you just pull, it cuts it.
Oh, so you just apply the pressure to the wire.
Exactly.
You push it in.
And pull back.
How do you know when it's clamped onto it?
When you pull back, it'll catch.
Nope, I missed it. Oh, let me try it again. What's the advantage of a drop ceiling, anyway?
Well, the advantage of a drop ceiling for older buildings is to save energy. You lower your ceiling from ceiling to floor, you save energy in the heating during the winter months.
Oh, sure.
The heat won't rise so high.
And
just lightly tear it off.
Toots, I haven't seen you do anything lightly since I've been here.
Right. All right, that's one down.
What's the worst thing you ever found in a building?
Pigeon.
Dirty, dirty animal, the pigeon.
Tons of it.
Never cared for it myself.
Infested with it.
Well, today I met some great guys. Did some back-breaking, dusty, dirty work. I also learned a lot of great tips on how to safely destroy the inside of an office building. But I guess it takes a while to become a pro.
That's for my taxes. And that's for my broken car. And that's for my director. Somebody say action. Say.
So important to flush.
Think you have a dirty job? Click on discovery.com/dirty jobs and tell us about it. You never know where I'll show up next.
Treasure, man.
I'm getting this out here.